The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little thought for you for the day. Lent has been described as the church's annual retreat. And have you ever had a chance to take a retreat? And I don't just mean a day of recollection. And I don't even mean like, you went away for a weekend retreat. But if you haven't had the chance to go on like a week-long retreat, you really have to do it. Okay, just take vacation time seriously and do it. And if you need help finding a place to go, I can help you do that, okay? Because I do this all the time. Because there's something that happens to you when you're on an extended retreat that doesn't happen in a short time. First thing you realize is that you need several days just to get your focus back, just to get all of the distractions out of your mind and to make yourself realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm on retreat, right? It takes several days to do that. And then later on in the retreat, that's when the magic happens. That's where you and Christ meet. And you walk away changed, right? Gotta do it. Just gotta do it. Because Lent, you know, it's the church's annual retreat, and it's kind of patterned according to that same two-part model. So in the first half of Lent, the focus is on reforming your life, turning away from sin, being faithful to the gospel, prayer, fasting, almsgiving. That's the first half of Lent. But did you realize that as of today, we've turned a corner? We're in the second half of Lent now. And the focus changes. Okay? We've been at this for a while, and the focus changes. It's not so much on what you do now. The focus is on what God does in you, and the readings change. The first half of Lent, we heard from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Whole second half of Lent, with the exception of a couple days in Holy Week, whole second half of Lent, we're going to hear from the Gospel of John. All right, now let's remember what these Gospels are all about. Each is written to a different audience and for a different purpose. Matthew was written by a Jew to his fellow Jewish believers, right? Showing them that Jesus is the fulfillment of everything in the Old Testament. He's the new Moses. He's the new David. He's the one the prophets talked about. Mark is written to Christians undergoing persecution in Rome. It's brief. It's succinct. It's to the point. You might not be live to be alive tomorrow, so listen up. That's the Gospel of Mark. Luke is written by a Gentile to Gentiles. This Christ is the light of the world, but John is different. John is written by a believer to believers with the purpose of not just telling you about Jesus, as taking you much deeper. That's why we read the Gospel of John in the second half of Lent, okay? And as you hear John, there's one thing you want to focus on. Focus on how people respond to Jesus. Some people respond well, some people respond badly. Like today, you know, the nobleman, his son is healed and cured, and the whole household came to believe. But not everybody responds that well. You know, you go to the Gospel of John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse, and Jesus tells them about the Eucharist, and people get up and walk away. Come to the end of the Gospel of John, and he raises Lazarus from the dead, and that's when the Pharisees and the scribes decide they're going to plot to kill Jesus. They've had enough of him. They're going to kill Jesus and Lazarus too. The reason why they tell you all about the responses people have is you're supposed to think about your own response to Jesus. And this is supposed to help you to pray and to come closer to him. Because you don't always get what you ask for in prayer, do you? You know, this nobleman comes to Jesus and he says, "Please heal my son." Well, how many times have you gone to Jesus and said, "Please, Lord, do this," or "Please, Lord, do that"? And sometimes the prayer's answered. All God was waiting for you was just to ask. Lots of times the prayer does not go the way you hope. You get the answer, and the answer is no. Question for you for the second half of Lent. How do you respond to Jesus? He gets very upset, Jesus does, when people want this and want that. And he says, "All you people want is signs." You know why he gets upset? It's because he wants you to know not so much about the gifts that he has to give, but he wants you to know the giver of the gifts. And know this, whether God says yes to your prayers, whether he says no to your prayers, his purpose is always the same, to lead you to the one who gives the gifts in the first place. He wants you to know and to love him. There's your thought for the second half of Lent. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness over you, and everything else will be given you besides. Second half of Lent. We still need to pray. We still need to fast. We still need to do alms, give alms. We still need to convert our hearts. Let's just not forget why we're doing it, okay? Why we're doing it is to know the Lord so that we can say from our hearts what we said in our gospel verse, "Seek good and not evil that you may live, and the Lord will be with you." Amen.